This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Bells of San Carlos by Max Brand. Fray Luis was so used to his friar's robe tugging at his knees and a wash about his feet that he felt naked in cotton trousers and kept looking down at them and at the thinness of his legs. As for the huaraches at his feet, he was used to sandals just about like them, so they made no difference. But he could not grow accustomed to the new lightness of his step and to the absence of that windy whispering which for 30 years had been about his ankles. He could endure perfectly well the cheap shirt with its tails worn outside his trousers, but he was ashamed to let even the buzzard see his ragged straw hat, the true peon's hat with some handmade cigarettes tied to the brim. All through the Monotia Mountains he had walked with his shame, and though he knew that a man about to die should fix his thoughts on higher things and clothes, still his mind dwelt more on that straw hat than on the purpose which already had taken him 1,000 miles from safety. However, when he came to the side of the valley, his heart stopped. His whole world rocked and staggered before his eyes, for the tower of the convent church and the white walls around it no longer stood in the middle of the flat. It was long since he and all the brotherhood had been driven from San Carlos de Piedras, and he knew that accidental fire, 6 months before, had ruined the old buildings. But even if it were an empty skeleton, he had expected to see it rising high above the ground. Instead, it was a mere stumbling heap, and it seemed to Fray Luis that all the prayers of centuries and all the sweet song of the bells from the tower were collapsed and gone from heaven as the monastery from earth. He felt that this could not be true.